Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning, this Friday morning? Did you have a productive week so far? Hey, it's not over. What? We got 20% of the week, of the work week left Friday. Finish it off strong. So did you think about, did you send me an email with your introduction to this Morning Connection podcast, our ritual, our podcast? This is something that both you and I do every single day to sharpen the saw, so to speak, to take time out of our busy day to think about our life, where we're going, our thoughts, because they're so important, because they lead to action or inaction every single day. This is our podcast, and I want to start off this show with our raving fans, our listeners, our community, we like-minded people who want to take our bodybuilding, training, fitness, whatever we call it. I mean, that's how we came together. At the same time, we're more than just muscles, right? We're making our man formation. We're becoming the best that we can be, both inside and outside of the gym. So we're looking for ways to constantly work towards that better overall quality of life, that life that we really want. So I want your introductions. I have a few of them already. Awesome job. Great job. I want to hear you. So all you need to do is just say, good morning. I am Joe Blow, Jane Doe. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. You've heard it. Here we are at podcast number 67 already. 68. 68 days in a row. Boy, this has happened quickly, hasn't it? So you've heard me say that, and I want you to do it, right? I want you to introduce our podcast, our daily ritual. Boy, I tell you, these smartphones, man, you could just click a button here, record, go to your email, send it to skip@skiplacour.com. It's that easy, all right? So I am going to paste that into the production of this podcast, and not only will you be famous, right, I'm going to give you a prize for your participation, all right? So send me those Morning Connection podcasts intros. So here we are, Friday. Let's go through our ritual. Let's go through our discipline. Let's go through our practice, something that we do every single day when we listen to this podcast. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You expect a lot out of yourself. You're always pushing yourself, right? You're always moving and shaking and doing things. But there was something yesterday that you did, maybe in some big way, some huge accomplishment, maybe just in some small way, that you pushed yourself just a little bit past what you normally expect of yourself. And I know you expect a lot of yourself. What was that one thing? All right, we take the time every single morning to think about that. We want to know when we're winning this game, when we're winning this game, right? We want to appreciate those little things that we do, those big things that we do. So we create a great mindset. We create more confidence, and again, when we do those things that impress us, but more importantly, there's a lot of people who do a lot of great things that don't realize it, and they walk around with very disempowered, lazy, not so confident body language because they don't know it in their minds and their bodies when they're doing these small things. They're not acknowledging the power that they're creating, the momentum that they're creating, and we don't want to do that. Right? So every single day, no matter what we've accomplished, we're doing one of those things every single day. What was it for you yesterday? Built self-confidence, impressed even you with your high standards. And did you think about that right when you did it? Oh, this is it. And are you doing that on a continual basis because you're conditioning your mind to think in a certain manner because you're listening to this podcast every single day? And then what was that cool moment? That cool moment for you. And, you know, that should be bringing a smile to your face right now, because if you've been listening to this podcast, you take the time to think about that. It's not necessarily an achievement or accomplishment. It's just that one cool moment where you said, wow, life is good. Maybe you watched a YouTube video about some amazing things that people did. This isn't my cool moment, but I guess now thinking about it, one of my cool moments is I was on Facebook and somebody posted a picture of all of these people who saved other people, whether it's from in the subway, the rapid transit system, or on the road in front of train tracks in a car accident, pulling them out of fire or whatever. Brought a little warmth to my heart that humanity, people would take those risks. It made me kind of think, well, what would I do in that situation? Without thinking, would I be the guy who jumps in the tunnel and in front of a train to grab some kid or save somebody from killing themselves? Tell you one thing I did get from that video is that stay away from rapid transit, right? So all these, this video, maybe you saw the video I'm talking about, has all these videos of people saving other people's lives. Must have been about 15 of them, but 10 of them were in that rapid transit system. Seems like a very dangerous place. A lot of deaths must go on there, right? Anyway, that was a moment that, you know, it was cool. It was very cool seeing that video. So it doesn't have to be something big every single day. You're just enjoying the spice of life, and it takes you noticing that. So no matter how badly your day is gone, something cool happened. What was it for you yesterday? And are you in the pattern of noticing that and knowing that you're going to listen to this podcast the next day? And then I'm going to ask you the question, right when that cool moment was happening, you knew, hey, this is my cool moment. And even better yet, as we do these disciplines, is when you go, oh man, so many cool moments, I can't decide what I'm going to say when Skip asks me tomorrow on the Morning Connection podcast. So many cool things going on, or so many accomplishments going on today that are impressing myself. I don't know what the best one is. It got too many going on, right? It's a mindset. You are doing things. There are cool moments. You are doing things that impress you. It's just, are you taking notice of them? Are you just grinding forward, beating yourself up? Maybe you were taught at a young age that you got to play yourself down. You can't notice all the great things that you're doing, right? That you can't take notice of those. You got to stay humble, right? That maybe you taught yourself to protect yourself and not get too excited about the cool things because, you know, right around the corner, something bad is going to happen. So you keep yourself, you know, even keel all the time. I can tell you that without really thinking about it, that was probably a challenge throughout my life. I never got really sad, but I never let myself get, whoa, really enthusiastically happy either. And that's probably that way, always keeping even keel. And it wasn't because I didn't want to enjoy all the great positive emotions, if I really think about it. It was really because I didn't want that contrast between a high and then having to feel low. So if I kept myself in that middle range, it just felt more comfortable. But that's not a way we want to live life, right? We want to experience all the emotions. Why? Because, you know, with this mindset, we're strong enough to handle any downtimes. We know that it comes along, you know, with it, right? That's just part, you know, of this whole game, right? This whole journey, this whole jigsaw puzzle combination, right? Makes it fun. There was a quote from the movie Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise quite a while ago, and his buddy used to always say, you got to have it's the sour that makes the sweet, or whatever, you know, but sweet and sour sauce, you know, the sweet wouldn't be sweet if it didn't contrast with the sour, right? So we're big enough, we're strong enough, we're resilient enough, we're flexible enough, we have enough perspective to know that there's going to be some down times in life, we can get through them all we have, right? So we're not afraid to take notice of the great things that we do at any level, or those cool moments. And if you've been taught, if that's been beaten out of you or conditioned out of you for whatever reasons, and then you wonder why you're not accomplishing things or feeling the emotions that you want at the highest level, maybe that's something to think about. And then what's the thing that you really want in life, right? Now, the more and more we do this, when we get to podcast 125 on 282 or whatever, man, this should be just like running in the morning, jog in the morning, or on the treadmill or whatever. At first, you're huffing and puffing. It's so hard. It's a belabored process. And then, you know, before you know it, you're so conditioned, you do it every single day. Man, you're running like an Olympic runner, right? Build up that conditioning. So what is it that you want? Close your eyes right now. Think about it. I've been thinking about the same thing ever since we started this. And now it's just getting more and more vivid detail, adding dimension to it. You know, it all starts in the mind. You know, I tell you, and I was talking to my wife about this. She gets to hear me talk about things many times. Let's not kid you. All these thoughts that I throw out to you, that I have all this podcast material, and you know, it's just funny every single day. What am I going to talk about? I don't have anything to talk about, right? Here we are at podcast number 67. Plus, there's 66 of the bodybuilding training podcasts for 66 weeks in a row. But it seems like every single time I pick up the microphone, it's like, oh, what am I going to talk about? I always seem to have a lot of stuff to talk about. My poor wife gets to hear what you hear, you know, once on your podcast. She gets to hear it about 10 different ways. The same thing in 10 different ways, and I say it with the same passion and feel like I've never said it before. And she's so sweet and so nice, because I know she's heard this before, because halfway through I'm doing it, I know I just said this probably either the day before, if not the hour before, and she just listens like it's the first time she ever heard it, right? Even though I'm going, I know I've just told you this, right? Anyway, the conditioning. So what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want? Oh, so the thing I was talking to my wife about is that, you know, you can put all the goals that you want, you know, on your board and write them down. But if you don't review them constantly, you know, if you don't really can't see it in your mind, you could say, oh, I want to go. Let's just use an example. I want to go to Hawaii, right? You say that, someday I'm going to go to Hawaii. I'm going to put that on my dream board or my goal list, right? But, you know, a month goes by, 3 weeks, 3 months go by, a year go by, and you really never created images of your head of Hawaii. You didn't stop when there were TV shows on the Travel Channel in Hawaii. You didn't search the internet and look at pictures, right? You didn't look on Travelocity to see what the prices were going for, what hotels were. You did nothing towards it except for write it down on your list and review it, I don't know, every couple months, right? You know, contrast that with if you just stopped every single minute and you saw Hawaii, you smelled the air, you visualized, you know, the sandy beaches and the water, the people there, the restaurants that you want to eat there. What if you did that every single day? Right? You did that every single day. I'll tell you, opportunities, and whether it's you work harder or save more money or look for the best deals or find out the best hotels, you know, if you have created a mental image of that for, I don't know, 10 seconds every single day, how can you not be taking steps to make that a reality than just thinking about it every few months? Right? It's in the forefront of your mind, not because somebody just happens to talk about it on the radio or on a podcast or on TV. It's because you initiated the process in your own mind. That's what this is all about when we do this on the Morning Connection podcast. Just think of that thing. And again, it gets more clear, it gets more vivid, but more importantly, it's in your mind, in the forefront of your mind, more consistently. And you think about if bodybuilding and training, your physique, is what you're great at. Just think about it. Isn't that what you do? You go to the gym every single day. Whether you realize it or not, you're thinking about your physique, right? Every time you do a set and you're trying to hit that targeted muscle group, you're thinking about your physique. Every time you eat throughout the day, and what you do eat and what you don't eat, there's a conscious or a subconscious visualization of the body that you want or the body that you don't want. You're constantly slamming your brain with images of what you want to accomplish or you don't want to accomplish. And that constant focus, it can't help but get you there slowly but surely. And I know we never can get there as quickly as we want, but that's the process, right? We constantly think about whether we realize it or not. And so that's the point of this part of the Morning Connection podcast discipline. What's that thing that you you really, really want. Take a moment, close your eyes, just for 5 seconds. Just think about that, right? Can you imagine if we do those three things every single day for the next, let's just say 365 days, right? In addition, you listen to this podcast for the next 365 days because you know you should. You love the way it makes you feel. And then you stop every few days and realize how this is impacting your thought process, how it's opening your mind. There's a person on the other end who is just like you in a lot of ways and is stimulating thought in a direction you wouldn't have thought of on your own or your circle of friends. But we're connecting here, right? What if you just did that for the next 365 days? You trusted yourself. You came through for yourself. What would you think of yourself to do the things that you know you should do in life, right? This is just one way to do it. And every single time you click the link on skiplacour.com or iTunes or on the bodybuilding.com message board for the Morning Connection podcast, hey, Skip came through. There is a person on this planet who comes through no matter what's happened to me in the past, no matter how many girlfriends or employers or whoever I think screwed me in life in the past. Here is at least one guy who comes through like he says. You know, you start developing trust in other people at a level that you may not even realize. And then you might realize, hey, well, people are good. People do what they say. People can be trusted. I can design my life around expecting other people to come through because look what Skip's doing for me. Now, I got to do two things. One, I got to surround myself with people like Skip. And then I got to learn how to create win-win situations, that whole skill set that I constantly talk about. And I definitely talk about in my Man Formation program. All right? Building that momentum with disciplines, just like going to the gym. Just like you go to the gym, it's that one workout. It feels good. Sometimes it doesn't feel good because you don't really want to be there, but you do it anyway. It's that one meal. You don't see some big, huge improvement after every single workout. Definitely you don't feel it after every meal. You just have faith that you need to keep on doing it one little step at a time. You're getting closer and closer to that physique that you really want, right? Well, this is no different. This is exercise for your mind, your emotions, those thoughts which lead to actions, big actions, small actions, actions somewhere in between, daily actions, big accomplishments every week, right? Or every month, right? So that's what we're doing this for. So today's a big phone consultation day for me. I do them on Fridays and on Sundays, half an hour every single week. That's what I do with my clients. And we talk about these things that are specific to their life. 30 minutes, same day, same time. They record the conversation. There's a recording system that I've set up. So they get a recording of these conversations so they can benefit for years to come, right? And I do this in 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month stretches of time. So I do that on Fridays and on Sundays. Hey, if you're interested, but the Fridays and Sundays don't work out for you, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And yeah, I will see what I can do if I can fit you in. With my major focus is Mass Machine Nutrition. Again, guys, thank you so much, not only for listening to this podcast, but for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. That's where my focus goes, providing you with the most effective, highest quality bodybuilding supplements, sports nutrition products, no matter you know what level of fitness you're at. You don't have to be some big, studly, massive bodybuilder to get the benefits of Mass Machine Nutrition. Right? Just be healthy, fit. I've got products for you. If you're on iTunes, if you're on skiplacour.com, click the link for Mass Machine Nutrition. I have an explanation of everything that I'm doing. And of course, if you're on bodybuilding.com on the thread, man, you're just one click away from ordering and getting your supply of Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your support. And for those people who, you know, I know a lot of people would love the coaching. You know, I have this one guy, and I know he listens to this podcast, right? And I'll just use his initials. His name is NB. NB, do you know I'm talking about you? And NB has been a long time, you know, student, follower, a lot of emails throughout the years. And, you know, he just really wants this man formation coaching. And I think that, if I'm not sure, a couple of years ago, he actually signed up for the coaching and did it for like a couple months or not even that long. Now, I have it in 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month commitments. And I really do that for you more than me because it makes you commit to a period of time to get the results you want. For whatever reason, and I don't remember the exact amount of time, but he said he had to quit. He had things going on. So whatever the length of time that he committed to, I let him out of that, right? And so he did make an attempt. And I think a couple other times, like he signed up, he went through the checkout process for his coaching, right? And then I get this email, and he did it on one day, right? And I didn't get back to him to set it up, you know, set up our first phone consultation or whatever. He just went through the checkout process, right? And it was one day later. It probably wasn't even 24 hours later. And he goes, "You didn't get back to me, so I want to cancel what I just signed up for coaching." Right? And I was just thinking, hey, whatever, dude. you signed up. You think you need this. You tried it before. You think you need this. And you can't wait 24 hours for me to get back to you on this. Right? Man, it's lucky I even got back to him that quickly. Right? Anyway, it didn't matter to me, whatever. But then I see that it was, I don't know, a year later or whatever, he signed up again. And this time I really didn't have time to do that. I don't really know the circumstance. But I think I sent him an email. He didn't even send it. So this guy has gone through this process like 3 times, sitting on the fence. You know, sitting on the fence, knowing he should do it. You know, he should do it. But, you know, hey, NB, maybe that's your problem. Maybe you can't make a decision. Maybe you can't stick to your decision. Maybe you need the man formation coaching more than anything else, right? Because you're sitting back all this time, and I hope your life is going well, but if you keep on coming back, oh, I should do this, there must be something more that you want. Maybe it's committing and making it work, making you get your value, whatever is making you sit on the fence. Maybe you need to push through that, take that leap of faith, right? Maybe that's it, the faith in yourself that you're going to use this, the faith in yourself that it's going to be the faith in other people, the true faith in me that I'm going to deliver on what I promise. Man, here's some free coaching for you, NB. Maybe that's what the challenge is. Maybe you're trying to do all this yourself because that faith in you, if you're going to follow through, or faith in whatever you invest in or sign up for, where else is that showing up in your life? So, hey, there's some free coaching that should make you feel real good. Anyway, for those of you who, you know, can't make the investment of time, even though you want to, with the one-on-one coaching, that's why I have a Results University. I mean, this thing is stacked. It is stacked with bodybuilding and training information, and then my outstanding, if I don't say so myself, my man formation program, Alpha Male Leadership. So it's bodybuilding and training, and then it's man formation leadership. Now, I know this is going to seem like so much information, especially for such a little price, but there is 26 hours of video spread over 8 DVDs and 33 workouts for you to study. Right? There is 23 hours of audio instruction and workbooks, and that includes my 13-hour bodybuilding and training mastery step-by-step audio course and workbooks, and then 10 hours of one-on-one phone consultations where, you know, it's me, I edited it out, where I'm doing all the coaching. You don't hear the casual conversation going back and forth with my clients, but it's the most powerful information is delivered in so many different ways that you need to succeed. So you get to listen in on the very best of these, you know, this 10 hours, right? So you get that. And then I threw in my man formation course, 11-hour seminar, coaching, 6 sessions, workbooks, take you through the process. Boy, I tell you, whether or not, you know, whatever training style you like, whatever your eating strategies are, whatever level of fitness you're at, that man information course is something that men all over the world, it's resonated with them. And I threw that in because I want you to be the total package, both inside and outside the gym. And I've cranked that up to another level because I'm thinking to myself, why doesn't everybody, you know, $179, you know, people, they're dedicated. I see it. They want it. They put their faith and trust in me. They're sticking to all the articles that I write, the podcasts that I produce. Why not take it over the top? What's $197? You know, this is your life, right? You're going to the gym all the time. You're eating. You're putting all this effort into it, right? And so I took it up to, so I can't understand why everybody doesn't invest in it, but that's just me, I guess, right? And so I said, I'm going to add even more value. Maybe what it is, and I got a couple of emails. I said, maybe it's, you guys don't have that faith and trust in yourself. You're going to actually follow through with all this information. You don't need more information. You need to follow through with the information. And so what I started a couple weeks ago, and I post every Sunday, is a podcast like to add dimension and color and flavor, not just more of the same, but I'm taking you through this whole Results University comprehensive bodybuilding and training course in a more casual bro-to-bro manner. So it's 20 minutes of bodybuilding and training every week, and then I throw in 10 minutes of man leadership observations that I have to make it really the total package, a total outstanding value. So if you don't want to make the commitment, or you can't make the commitment, or if you're like a NB, you can't get off the fence to decide that this is your life, you need to take action and get the one-on-one coaching, well, definitely invest in the Results University comprehensive bodybuilding and training course and my man formation program thrown in there. All right, so I got a late start this morning. My little girl had me up all night long. So actually, I just went to bed just a few hours ago. But going to finish off this week strong. I had a very productive week. I have to, that's my thing that even impressed me. Now, this is what I say. We'll see what actually happens. Is that, you know, one thing my wife and I, we used to always do before the baby came along is Friday night was our night to go to the movies. Whatever was playing, that was just our thing. And my thing was to get one of those giant things of popcorn. Well, at least one of those giant things of popcorn, because there's free refills, right? And that was just our thing. And until the baby came, you know, 8 weeks ago today, I believe. Yeah, 7 or 8. I guess I should know that, right? And so what I told my wife we're going to do is that I'm going to get all my work wrapped up early. I'm going to go to a matinee movie, and then I'm going to come home and take care of the baby, and then you're going to go to the matinee movie. So we'll see if that actually happens. Wish me luck. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.